Here in America, work is in trouble. We've offshored our manufacturing, sent away good jobs, and lost so much ability to make things. American Giant is pushing back against that tide. They make high-quality clothing for a summer wardrobe you'll love, all made right here in the USA. Support America's workers and get 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, code STAPLE20.
And now, it's the Mike Calta Show.
+818 on the Mike Calta Show. It's 1025 The Bone, 727-579-1025 or 800-771-1025 are the phone numbers to reach us.
Too early.
What? Oh, for this? Yeah, I'm sorry. Scary. I want to thank the folks at Superheat and Air. Superheat and Air have been, I'm freezing in here today.
Yeah, it's nice.
And I'm happy about it. I'm definitely happy about it in these summer months. And my electric bill is, it's been great considering my AC's been on all the time. The AC in my new AC unit that I have upstairs is keeping that place nice and frigid, sucking all the humidity out and keeping that room cool. If your AC is not doing the same, call Superheat and Air today. Go to superheatandair.com. Let them come on out. You may just need a tune-up. You may just need a little Freon. Whatever they do to tune up your units, make sure they're in good shape for the summer. If they're not, what happens is they work overtime and then boom, it just jacks up your electric bill. And if you need a new unit, you've been putting it off, you can get a new unit with no interest and no payments for 18 months at superheatandair.com. And for some reason, as long as I've been telling you about them and this great work that they've done for me over the years, people can't remember their name. I don't know what more it is. I mean, you just picture a little superhero with a cape. Superheatandair.com. Just last night, I had a guy text me, "I hate to bother you," which you're not bothering me, "but what's the air conditioning company you're always talking about?" Superheatandair.com. Write it down, put it in your phone, because they're there 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Holidays, rain, middle of the night, the whole deal. Your AC goes out, you give them a call, they will send somebody out here. Superheatandair.com. Tell them you heard about it on the Mike Calta Show. I have an earache. What ear is it? Earaches?
Oh, yeah.
Inner ear?
Yeah. My right ear, it hurts so bad that it's hurting like the top of my head.
Oh, no. When you clench your jaw, does it hurt right in there?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm sorry.
What does that mean?
You could have an inner ear infection.
I do.
Yeah.
You got to get a Q-tip and get in there.
No. I think that's what did it, Gio.
Grind it out.
I think that's what did it. I went in there and did a little too much damage, a little too much work to clean out the pipes.
Or if you're grinding your teeth at night, that could be a symptom of that.
I don't think I am because
you're
I wear the mask.
You know?
Yeah, I wear the mask, though, and I have very much a... I look like the guy who got hit in the stomach with the cannonball and that black and white... I'm like, my mouth is open and filled with air.
Oh, no.
I sleep so good.
That's good. That's
I'm contemplating going to take a nap today.
Oh, you should?
Naps are nice.
My room is nice and cold.
Might as well.
Oh, get in there, put the mask on. Yeah. A little Seinfeld in the background.
Yeah.
The cool Galvin. Naps are nice.
Naps are nice.
I'm telling you, the other day, whenever it was rainy and stuff, I went home and I'm like, oh, hibernation.
Yeah.
I don't feel like we got enough rain for the hype.
Yeah.
They were saying that, you know, we canceled the fishing trip. They did all this stuff. They said the rain. Didn't even really feel like the rain came.
Yeah. I think more is coming.
Well, we need it, man.
Yeah.
We need it for sure.
I'm going to go nap in my hammock.
I need the birds to come back.
Yeah, I was going to say, I need to fill my bird bath.
The other day, I was on the back with the bee, talking to the bee, a little fat bee back there.
Oh, yeah?
I was like, what's up, fat bees? You don't see fat bees a lot anymore.
No, not anymore.
You see little skinny, sticky kind, but you don't see a lot of fat bees. I got some fat bees in the back sucking down my milkweed.
Right. I reposted it on Instagram. They took a photo of a blue bee. It's like a super rare bee. Yeah, light blue. Really
I would have smashed it and be like, I killed it. Well, not on purpose, but I just would have been like, I got it. It's blue, and I crushed it.
You got the bees, then you got the wasp. The wasps are the ones with the nest and stuff there.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but the wasps have no good in society. Bees make the world go around.
Yeah.
Wasps
need the bees. Need the bees. Yeah. My mom, she was allergic to bees. Anytime anything flew near her, whether it was a fly, a moth, a butterfly, she'd go, she'd do that. And I'd go, that she'd keep you safe.
You never know. You don't want to mess around.
Yeah. I punched a wasp nest one time by accident, and I got stung like 10 times.
Really?
It was the worst pain ever. Yeah.
Was it in your porch/bedroom?
Well, no. We used to have like this, you know, like those old flower boxes that would hang off the windows, like a little thing.
Yeah.
Well, my wife was in there doing dishes, and I went up to scare her, and I was going to punch the bottom of the thing. It was like bang, bang, bang. And when I did it, I heard a crunch right away, and I hit a wasp nest. And I was like,
They're everywhere.
And
That's what you get for trying to scare your wife.
Yeah, they got me like three or four times on my arm, my hand, on my neck.
Oh,
like you are to your wife and Howie Mandel is.
Oh, yeah. And I knew when I heard crunch, I knew right away I made a horrible error. It hurt like a mother effer.
You seen the guy that eats the wasp nests?
No, no.
Oh, dude.
Why is he doing that?
It's like his thing or whatever. He just will grab one off of his like roof or whatever and just eats it.
Delicious.
With wasps and all. Yeah. I know.
I wish there were like Ring cameras and stuff then, because from my wife's perspective, she's doing the dishes. She hears bang, bang, bang. And like being like swarmed by wasps. And she came out, she's like, what the hell is going on? I go, the wasps, they got me.
The wasps.
Charlie Belcher is at a food truck that's probably in the parking lot called Grill King Korean Mexican Confusion.
Mm.
So you get probably some nachos with fish on it.
Sounds delicious.
Yeah, I'm not mad at it at all. No. It's pretty good. Oh, that's cheese guy.
Cheese.
Yeah, that's faux cheesy.
Oh,
that's
is it really?
Same guy, yeah.
Oh.
Oh, he knows what he's doing there.
Yeah,
sure.
Just look at that. Look at that sandwich. Oh, yeah.
Well, I find it quite quite annoying that Charlie Belcher's getting his food and he didn't drive the food over here.
Oh.
Sorry, Michael.
I mean, we should do food truck rally out front.
By the way, so it's Korean Mexican fusion. And did you see what it says on the side? It says dim sum good tacos.
Yeah.
That's good. I like it.
I had tacos the other day.
Yeah.
I had a Zimzari. You ever go there?
Oh, yeah. That sounds good. Fancy.
It is pretty good.
I feel like if you said that and you rubbed a lamp, a genie would
come out. Yeah. The old Zimzari. All right, ladies and gentlemen, it is late. Time to check in with Galvin. He has a brand new open letter.
And now, an open letter from Galvin.
This is an open letter to people that are surprised by obvious things. Dear people that are surprised by obvious things, seriously? So I was up in Destin, Florida this past weekend for Father's Day, and everyone was talking about the two girls that were attacked by sharks. And everyone kept saying, I can't believe that happened. You can't? Question. Were the girls in their apartment and the shark got an Uber over there, knocked on their door, and then bit them? No? Then I'm not surprised at all. Can you believe that Ralph died? Well, he was 77 years old and ate Burger King three times a week, so I'm going to go with, again, I was not surprised when he died. When someone is speeding and they crash, when a super hot chick cheats on her old rich husband, when you have a wild animal as a pet, and then that wild animal decides one day that your eyes look like they'd be delicious treats and they proceed to eat your eyeballs out of your head, I will not be surprised when any of these things happen. Girls that are shocked whenever they get into an altercation with a guy, hit that guy, and then are absolutely shocked when that same guy hits them back. What did you think was going to happen? He was going to ask for your hand in marriage? You know, when I met Mike Tyson, I didn't throw a punch at him. You know why? Because if I did, more than likely, he would have hit me back. A lot. And if he did, I would not be surprised by that in the least. If you win the lottery, or Christopher Nolan calls you one day to star in his next movie, we'd all be very surprised by that. But if you go to the zoo and you jump into the lion enclosure because you want to tickle a lion that day, and that lion swipes your stomach open, eats your insides, and then rapes your dead carcass, those of us that are watching from a safe distance and videoing the entire thing with our iPhones, none of us will be surprised. I'm Galvin from the Mike Kelter Show, and this has been an open letter to people that are surprised by obvious things.
I saw a new video of a guy getting caught by a lion.
Yeah.
Like, we've already seen the videos.
Yeah.
Why would somebody still do that now?
It's amazing to me. It is amazing.
This guy got it good, too. I think he lost part of his finger.
Oh, yeah.
Pulled him right
in. I still love that one with the orangutan that just grabs the guy by his shirt.
Yeah.
And he's like, no, you're not going anywhere.
He pulls him to the cage. Yeah.
You thought I was slow and everything, but I'm super strong. And now I can do whatever I want with you. Yeah, it's wild.
I was trying to find, I was just got in the chat on YouTube.
And
I was trying to see. I evidently love Tiger's in there.
He's got an update on the pool.
Yeah. Oh, I want to, because they went there at 8 o'clock this morning.
Yeah, all he said was that they are there. They have been there.
There's big kahuna pools?
Yes. Yeah. Nice. I just got a text from the big kahuna guy.
What did he say?
He says it's bad. It's real bad.
It's real bad.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
We got to get a picture.
I sent a couple pictures to Joe.
Before?
Of the pool?
Yeah.
Because it's not after yet, because they just got out there, right?
Right, right, yeah. He said there's like 3 feet of algae.
Three feet?
Yeah, yeah. All along the walls and the bottom.
Is anybody
going to need a total rehab.
Is anybody going to be surprised if we find out that sometimes they didn't make it to CVS, so they went to the pool?
Wow.
Oh, yeah. My God.
Oh.
By the way, why are you taking pictures that close to your face? Why do you need to even be in that picture?
Yeah.
That's a pool?
That's a pool. I was going to say, that looks like a pond.
Yeah.
I'm trying to call a Love Tiger right now.
That is a bog.
A bog.
Right?
A bog.
That is a bog.
Like Shrek?
Yeah.
Well, so what did he say? The guy, does he think he can fix it?
He's going to a local pool place to get some stuff and see if they can help out. Oh. But it may be beyond what he can do.
I mean, you got to drain that and start from scratch.
Is that mud in there?
Yeah.
Mud. I mean, that's all out. It's like seaweed.
Oh, what lies beneath?
Bobby Tiger.
Yeah. For Bobby, I would say Bobby. I couldn't think of his name. Bobby Tiger's probably in there. Man,
when was the last time we saw Mama Tiger?
Sure, she might be in there.
I don't know if there is a Mama Tiger.
If it was clean, though, that'd be a nice pool right there in the backyard.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to call.
Little tiger oasis.
Yeah.
Wonder why he won't answer. You know he's got to be sitting in front of the computer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's in the chat.
Come on, LT. Answer the phone, you dumb.
He doesn't want to get yelled at by his family anymore.
Yeah.
Maybe he had to run to the CVS, take a dump.
Mm. All right. Bye.
Sorry, LT. All right, let me ask you a question. Do you want to give some stuff away?
Sure.
Play a little Whose Tweet Is It when you come back?
Mm-hmm.
And then Martin Gramatica will be here at the top of the hour.
All right.
A little bit of football. We're only just weeks away from football.
Yeah.
Very excited. Very excited to see Baker Mayfield lead this team into the playoffs this year.
Yeah.
That's what I'm going to say.
Let's get baked.
Let's get baked. I feel like I'm baked right now.
Oh.
I see the LFB a lot now. I feel like we came up with that first.
I don't know.
I really feel like we said it on this show before I saw it anywhere.
Listen, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm the worst person at that because I'll be like, I made that up. And then I'll be like, no, Galvin made that up. Like, it'd take me a little while to kind of realize
that
I just copied it.
I've seen it multiple places, and I'm like, I thought we said that first.
That's why you guys, with my Kachaya, I trademarked it.
You're smart.
Yeah. But you know, keep in mind, I had Tampa Bay before Tom did.
Mm-hmm.
That is true.
And we had to settle it out.
Mm-hmm.
And my friend Jim Henning reminded me that the trophy that I had, the Super Bowl trophy that I was holding in that picture, was in fact the one that belonged to Alex Guerrero, Tom's girlfriend.
I've got an update from Love Tiger.
Oh, what did he say?
He said all of his updates will be coming to the chat.
Why can't he answer the phone?
I told him, answer the Facebook thing.
Oh, I'm sorry. Is the chat paying for this?
He says,
son of a bitch.
I will post updates here.
He probably is not allowed to go on.
Yeah.
Bobby Tiger probably told him he's not allowed to come on.
He also says that Tom has not come yet.
Well, Tom is not going to come if he doesn't answer the phone. How do you like that? And now you'll have to take dumps at the CVS for the rest of your life.
Mm. Now everybody's saying, answer the phone.
Answer the phone, LT. Eagle Eye. Donnie Brasco. I don't know. I just made that one up. I just threw that in there. That's it. Nothing.
The phone might be at the bottom of the pool.
Joe?
What? Made a problem.
I wonder why he won't answer.
I don't know.
I think it's because he got in trouble.
Yeah.
I think Bobby Tiger got mad.
Get yelled at again.
He's
at the computer.
Clearly. Yeah. But can you chat with him?
Yeah.
Don't discuss this on the radio.
I told him answer.
If he doesn't talk to us, then I'm going to tell Tom not to go. I mean, the whole point of this is to have a little back and forth.
He said, updates will be here. Tom hasn't come yet.
Right back. Update. Tom isn't coming if you don't answer the phone.
Okay. So I sent Joe some better photos of what the pool situation is.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. That is
just gross algae and dirt water that's been in there and not taken care of for years, man.
Well, I mean, look, they probably, the poor mother's working. She probably didn't have time or money to take care of the pool. And they just let it go. So now
I think I'm on Spanish's side. Do we know if the mother's really alive?
See? Yeah. Right?
How do we know?
I've seen her.
Recently?
When?
Yes.
When?
A couple weeks ago. She was on the camera when he was chatting.
All right.
Okay.
All right. I mean, unless that's Bobby Tiger.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
I'm your mother now.
I mean, he can hear you because he's watching the video as well.
Oh, I think he's coming in.
Yes.
Think he's coming in.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. LT, can you hear me? LT?
I hear you.
Oh, all right. Well, don't be so snotty about it. Don't act like you're mad at me. How you doing, buddy?
I'm not mad.
Are you crying?
I'm okay. No.
All right. Well, what's going on? What's the situation?
Well, Paul, the big kahuna guy, came out here and took pictures of the pool.
Right.
And you guys saw them all.
Yeah. Do you think he's, how are you feeling? Feeling confident about that? Like, what's in that pool? Is it just dirty water or is there trees growing in there?
Dirty water, yes. Yeah.
Needs to be gutted.
Yes. Everything needs to be cleaned.
And what about, and then Tom's going to come by today and Tom's going to check out the plumbing situation so you guys don't have to take a dump at CVS anymore.
Okay.
I feel like we're making progress.
We are making progress.
But yet somehow you like didn't want to talk to us today, like you're mad or something.
No, I wasn't mad.
Oh,
I talked to you guys yesterday.
Yeah, but you were like, all the updates will be in the chat. What happened? Everybody yell at you in the house?
Yes.
Now, do they understand though? Now that the pool guy's been there, that we're trying to help out.
Yes, I told my mom that.
And if she's not happy?
They got all mad.
But if she comes home from work one day and she puts her little tootsies up on the couch and looks outside and sees a nice clean pool, wouldn't she be like, oh my God, this is wonderful?
Yeah, my family would be happy. We'd go
Nice little swim family swim. Bobby Tiger jump in. Brian
take
Tiger.
A nice number two in your own house.
Yeah.
There's no more. Stop with the Tigers, please.
Why is that so offensive? Why is that
Love
the offensive
Tiger
part?
It's just for this show. It's for this show only.
Right. So for this show, is Love Tiger, Bobby Johnson. Tiger, Mama Tiger, and Ryan Tiger.
No.
Little Tiger Oasis out back.
Yeah.
John, Robert, Ryan, and Joanne.
Tigers.
Johnson. Oh. Johnson.
The Johnson Tigers.
Well, either way, no, I'm just happy to get you in a nice, clean, fresh situation.
I appreciate
How
it very
far
much.
Is the CVS from your house?
It's right around the corner, Spring Hill Drive and Mariner. Yeah.
So it's not so bad. If how close do you wait? And because sometimes you're like, I think I have to go, and you're not really sure, and then you go in the bathroom, and you're like, oh, I did have to go. Or do you run there with a shuffle, like you got a load in there?
No.
Yeah.
I just tell my mom, and my mom brings me to the CVS.
Oh, she drives you.
Yeah.
What if she's not there? What if she's not there? She's working. Oh. You're there by yourself.
You hold it.
You go in the pool.
Yeah, I try to hold it, yes.
Do you go, have you ever gone in the pool?
Do you go in the pool?
No.
Okay. Oh. So mom will drive you to the CVS. You walk in. When you walk in, do they know? Oh, the pooper's here.
No.
Okay.
Do you browse the magazines before you go in? So you look like, I might buy something here. Yeah. Oh, you know what? Let me go to the bathroom and then come back out, and then you just shoot out the ice.
When I go to CVS, I buy something, of course.
Oh, that's good.
Good job.
Food is not a problem. I get $291 a month for food.
From the state?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. What's Bobby Tiger get? I'm sorry, Bobby Johnson. Bobby Johnson. What is Bobby Johnson get?
Let's leave my family out of this, please. It's just between me and you.
Well, you live in their house, and we're working on their house, so they're kind of involved in it.
But they get mad.
Is Bobby awake now?
Please leave him out, please.
No. I'm just saying, we need to have a signal so we know that he's around so you don't get in trouble.
He's watching TV.
All right. Does he want to talk to me?
No.
He might. What if he talks to me and he likes me?
No, he's not going to talk. Now stop.
All right. I don't need you to be fresh with me.
I'm not being.
I'll wrap you right in the mouth.
I don't want to be fresh with you.
Push you in the dirty pool.
Oh.
All right. Well, I won't talk about Bobby Tiger or Ryan Tiger or Joanne Tiger anymore. It's just me and you.
It's just, this is between me and the Calter show.
All right. I like it. And the pool.
Yes.
And Big Kahuna Pool Service.
I ask this? Love Tiger, if the pool gets all clean, everything's good. Can we have a pool party?
Pool
can we
party, come pool over? Party, pool party, pool
get,
party.
Before you answer, you get to see Carmen.
You have a grand opening.
Get to see Carmen in bikini.
Yeah.
How about that?
I don't think Chad will like that, though.
You know who would like it?
Here's whether Chad likes it.
Chad will have his abs. He'll bring
those. Bobby would like it.
Yeah. Maybe Carmen's like, Love Tiger, I don't want to get too much sun, rub a little lotion on me.
Ooh.
Oh.
Yeah.
That would be great.
Yeah.
Best way,
yeah.
Best way to apply it? Chest to chest.
No.
That put it over the top, Carmen. That was too much.
That's the deal breaker.
Yeah. That's where I draw.
That'd be nice, right, LT?
Yes. I wish I had chains like Spanish.
Chains? Yeah, oh, yeah. Necklaces?
Oh, chains. Yeah.
When did you get one of his?
No, you can't have it.
No, you guys are the same. Guy. You guys are the same.
We are both, we are the same, but you can't have it.
Hey, next time I see you, I got beads and chains for you.
Yeah.
I mean, why does not Love Tire go on the Sad Weirdo Show?
Oh, like, he's a sad weirdo.
He's got tons of stuff to talk out.
Yeah.
He's not sad.
Yeah.
Me and Spanish, big ratings on the weekends.
Yeah.
He was like, all right, well, look, I'm excited for this transformation of the home and in essence, what will be a transformation of your life.
Yes, if I had a pool, I would be in the pool every day swimming.
Laps. What would you rather have, the toilet or the pool?
Ooh.
Both.
Yeah, I know. It was either or. Which was more important? Like if I said, look, my budget only can fix one thing, the pool or the toilet, which do you think we should fix?
The pool first.
Okay.
First.
Pool it is.
Really?
And,
I'm
and
with you.
So you guys are pretty comfortable with taking the dump at the CVS.
Yeah.
More comfortable than the people at the CVS.
Yeah. All right.
Do you guys ever do two for ones? Like you and your mom go and at the same time? I don't mean the same time. You know what I mean? Like you drive up there and you're like, well, we're here now. We might as well all take a dump.
No, not necessarily. No.
Okay.
Well, family outing?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, we made it here. Might as well go. What is that like when you have to go and ask your mom to take you to the CVS? Like, pretend I'm your mom and you be you. Hello, I'm mom. Just working over here.
Okay. Mom, I have to go to the CVS. Can you take me?
What do you need?
I need to be taken to CVS so I can go to the bathroom.
Oh, no problem. Hop in the station wagon. What do you do? What kind of car do you have?
She has a red car.
Those are good.
Yeah,
I used to have a red car.
Yeah.
It was nice.
When you have to go to the CVS, Love Tiger, does Mama Tiger round up all the other tigers at the same time?
No tigers. Tigers.
Sorry.
Jerk. Don't worry. We fixed it.
Okay.
All right.
By the way, can we all agree that... Can we all agree that from now on, whenever you have to go to the bathroom, we call it going to CVS?
Yeah.
Joe, are you going to go to CVS outside?
Oh, no. No, that's for indoor plumbing.
All right, LT.
Yes, sir.
Any parting words?
I appreciate this help. I want to turn my life around before the end of the year, which I'll
turn
be in Florida
my life
35.
Around. Got to
You know we've been in Florida at the same time, Mike?
We did.
35 years?
Yeah. Wow. I saw you on the way over.
A little different paths, but, you know, you're working on it.
I think you both come a long way.
Yeah. Both have nice pools.
I'm able to poop in my own home.
Do you know that Love Tiger Mike would be able to poop in a different refrigerator every day of the week?
For like 2 weeks. All right, LT, let's work on getting that pool taken care of.
Mm-hmm.
Tom will be by for the plumbing today. Before you know it, you'll have indoor plumbing and a swimming pool.
And a swimmer's body.
Awesome.
Oh, that's true. You'll be like Michael Phelps.
Between the air fryer and you swimming every day, LT, good things, buddy. I see good things.
Right now, I'm 228.
Oh, all right.
Okay. Doesn't seem so bad.
I was 240.
I was 240. 5'9", how tall are you?
I was 5'7".
5'7". Okay.
Who's fatter, you or your brother?
We're about the same.
Just what's he weighing in? Go ahead, Chunky. What are you weighing in at?
I don't know what he weighs.
All right.
It's none of my business.
I feel like you guys don't have a good relationship.
Mm. My family, they do their own business. I do mine.
Is he hitting you?
Heck no.
All right. Well, let us know if he does. I'll send Gio over there to whip his ass.
Yeah.
And
in Spanish, Big Kahuna will be in touch with you.
All right.
You're his contact person.
All right. Listen, we'll check back in with you tomorrow.
Okay.
LT out.
LT out.
See you, buddy.
See ya. Yeah, I think he sounds happy today.
Yeah. Started a little rough.
Some progress.
Turned around. He wants to turn his life around by the end of the year, he said.
Turn his life around. Love Tiger wants to make the brown in his own house. Turn his life
around. The other Tigers are holding him back.
Like, yeah,
he's trying to make progress and change, and they're the ones holding him back.
They're preventing him.
We have not heard from Ryan Tiger yet.
Like crabs in a bucket.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can we? I just want to set up his outside pool area, just like a tiger enclosure for them to play in. You know? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He does not like that. He just does like not a, like the tiger.
Just a wooden ramp. Cloth. Yeah. Some change for them to gnaw on.
Is it Ryan or Brian?
Yeah.
Brian.
Yeah, I think it's Brian. But what if we get a phone call? Hey, guys, it's Brian Tiger. What's going on? Man, just totally normal.
Yeah.
Just
crazy.
Like, appreciate the help.
Thanks, man. I've been swimming all day.
Yeah.
You know how nice it is to take a dump in your own house? Appreciate it, guys. Hey, Ma, can you take me to CVS to make a poo-poo? 54 years old.
Is it open 24/7, the CVS?
I don't know. I don't know what happens if you have to make a nighttime poopy.
Yeah, what do you do?
I guarantee there's been some bucket action in that swimming pool.
Something, yeah. Oh,
I mean, there's times whenever she's not there.
Desperate times, desperate measures.
Yeah. Right.
Oof. All right, let's take a break. When we come back, we'll play a little Whose Tweet Is It? We'll give some prizes away. Then Martin Gramatica will join us at the top of the hour. It's the Mike Caltas Show. This is 102.5 The Bone.
You're listening to the Mike Caltas Show. Now, a bone traffic update from the Farrah and Farrah personally.
American Giant makes great clothing, t-shirts, jeans, and more right here in the U.S., creating jobs in towns and cities across the country. Support America's workers and get 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.